Nanticoke received a $250,000 federal grant funneled through the state in December to conduct a study on how to implement global budgeting. Under this new system, Nanticoke would no longer be paid for the number of services it provides. It would instead set annual goals for expenses and either share in the savings when the goals were met or be penalized by healthcare payers for going over budget. Nanticoke went ahead with the study, but the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services later said Nanticoke could not switch to global budgeting. Nanticoke President and CEO Stephen Rose.
At the last minute, they decided not to do it. So we're very disappointed, actually.
Nanticoke has since signed a letter of intent to affiliate with the larger Maryland-based Peninsula Health Systems, which uses a global budgeting system. Delaware's Director of Healthcare Reform, Stephen Constantino, says there may be some potential for Nanticoke to piggyback off of Peninsula's payment model.
We'd like to examine that potential, but obviously, you know, that's going to take some serious discussion and negotiation.
CMS has yet to respond to Delaware Public Media with a reason for its decision to reject Nanticoke's global budgeting plan. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.